This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Banks can lend out money, or they can hold on to it just in case. One of America's top banking regulators is banking on the just in case. Federal Reserve Vice Chair for Supervision Michael Barr said in a speech this week that enough capital is key to keeping the country's biggest banks from failing.
Whatever the vulnerability or the shock, capital is able to help absorb the resulting loss, and if sufficient, allow the bank to keep serving its critical role in the economy.
This is the year several mid-sized banks went bust. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports on possible new capital requirements.
Capital is money banks can easily get a hold of. Some of it's cash, some of it's loans they can call in. And the Brookings Institution's David Wessel says it's always a balancing act for regulators to figure out how much capital is enough.
And Michael Barr is saying, I don't think there's enough now. And the banks are going to say, we have enough. You're punishing us.
Even so, Wessel says, the country's largest banks will prepare to have more capital handy. That means they might lend less or be less likely to do share buybacks. Banking industry consultant Merrill J. Reynolds says he's not so worried about a lending slowdown.
In most cases, there's quite a bit of liquidity out there, and banks have resources to still make loans.
In the meantime, any proposed rules on capital would have to be approved by the Fed, the FDIC, and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which would likely take several years. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.